I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Police were called to a Wichita, Kansas Home Depot after it was believed that a man was making a bomb threat in the home improvement store. There was a 911 audio call released in which the caller tells the operator someone may have made a bomb threat, according to KWCH. The caller said, "We just had a customer here, and they may have made the bomb threat. He said, someone told me there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building." He said it three times. Staff was alerted to the possible bomb threat after a person overheard the man in the store's restroom. Authorities, though, learned the threat was actually a euphemism by a man who really had to go. The man allegedly said, quote, "Y'all need to get out of here. Because I'm fixing, screw you, Troy. Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up."
Ooh.
A witness to the bomb about to be dropped in the bathroom, and this is from Yahoo, believed it to be a joke and laughed at the man. People tracked him down, and they cleared up the misunderstanding. Now, this is not the first time such an incident has occurred.
What's the poop, fella?
In November, a guy in New Orleans was arrested after he I can't read. After he allegedly threatened to blow up Willie's Chicken Shack, he said he was going to blow the bathroom up. And, of course, he meant a bowel movement. But the guy in question is facing two charges of communicating false information of planned arson.
No, he didn't. He communicated a factual information about the bomb he was about to drop in the bathroom.
So there you go.
And when I first saw the headline of this story, I said to myself, man, I hope this is a real bomb threat, because I didn't want this guy to get arrested for that. Because I don't know if this is a save for you guys, but I go to Home Depot. Every time I walk in there, I have to go directly to the bathroom.
Why?
It's the smell of sawdust, and I don't know, that gets in me, and I have to go right to the bathroom.
Really?
It is clockwork.
Wow.
If I've ever backed up, I go to Starbucks, I get a coffee, and I go right to Home Depot. Or Lowe's, and I am in the bathroom within 3 minutes.
Hmm. And how are those bathrooms?
Not good.
As expected.
Yeah. You don't want to go to, you don't want to use a bathroom where you think it's going to be predominantly men.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Like the bathroom at Joanne's Fabric is amazing.
Yeah. Like yesterday I had to stop into an AutoZone. I had to go to the bathroom. I'm not going in there.
Terrible. Terrible.
Lowe's, out. Home Depot, out.
Michael's, great.
Michael's, great, yes.
Kohl's, terrific.
There you go. So, yes, you can stereotype bathrooms. I'm sure that will be a group, a bunch of eggheads tweeting about that.
What's crazy is we've all laid a bomb like that. I mean, we've all delivered a bomb like that at some point. RJ walks out of the studio. If we had to evacuate this studio every time he warned us of one of those, we'd be doing that drill every other day up here.
Yes.
Did you guys see the story about the man who was identified in a murder that took place 25 years ago?
No.
Investigators say forensic DNA evidence and an online genealogy website helped Minnesota police charge a Metro hockey dad in a 25-year-old cold case murder.
Man, I told Amanda this. She got me and my dad this ancestry thing for Christmas. And I'm like, why would I want to... you know, turn myself in for a case, an unsolved mystery out there. You swipe the DNA, and then you're going to get tracked down by someone tied to some crime.
Yeah, and so that appears to be kind of what happened, Sean, but they still needed to get actual DNA from the person who they believed to be the perpetrator. They were led to the case, as you mentioned, through the website. Then they tracked the guy down. They started following him for several days, hoping to get a DNA sample, and they finally did. When he went to a youth hockey rink and was observed wiping his mouth with a napkin and throwing it into the trash can.
Man, they followed him to a youth hockey game, waited for the time to strike. He went, they're like, we got him. He's going to the concession stand.
They surveilled him for several days. Investigators then obtained the DNA sample, which was analyzed by the BCA. The BCA is like their task force and DNA group. They determined the napkin contained a mixture of DNA, but a major male profile observed was consistent with DNA samples recovered from the crime scene.
There you go.
So 25-year-old cold case in Minneapolis brought down by a dinner napkin.
Did you see the new Tesla car and what they're doing for dogs?
No.
You know, people freak out, especially here in the heat of Texas in the summertime when kids, understandably, and dogs are left in cars. Well, Tesla has just announced a pair of new modes that basically keep the car air-conditioned for the dogs while you're gone.
Ooh.
So on the dash, it basically says, my owner will be back in a minute, and it's got the temperature up there, 70 degrees. So I guess for people, how many people are going to walk by a car, see the dog in there, and then study the dash?
Right, you're going to break the window.
You're going to break the window. You're going to call 911.
Exactly.
I mean, I appreciate what Tesla's trying to do here, but the minute that car battery dies or something goes wrong, they're going to be in a lot of trouble when that pet dies.
They're going to be a lot of trouble. And, you know, there is nothing that bothers me more. Even, like, I don't care if you're leaving the car running and you're running in to get takeout. You don't leave your kid in the car.
Do people do that?
Yeah.
Takeout with the car on?
They leave the car running. They go to, like one of those curbside pickups.
Yeah.
They leave the car running, lock the door, go in, get their takeout, and come back out.
Ooh.
It takes 38 seconds to unbuckle your kid.
Mm.
Right?
Wait, how old are we talking here?
Oh,
I've seen kids in the carriers.
Oh, no, never done that.
What age is okay to do it?
Three, four.
Three, yeah.
Three, four-year-old.
I would think when they could sit in their own seat, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they're in a,
what's the difference between three and a, and well, a, three, and a baby?
I mean, a three-year-old may be able to open a car door, first of all.
That is
so
true.
If they're in danger, they can open their own door to get themselves out of it. But,
yeah, but wouldn't that be scarier to leave them in there by themselves?
No,
they'd probably want to be left alone by themselves.
It's going to be like five minutes. They're like, I don't want to go inside.
Hey, man, can I get some? I'm not talking about what the kid wants. I'm talking about, like, for the safety. I thought you were talking about kidnap or obviously heat, but like leaving the car running.
They leave the car running to keep the AC on.
Yeah, but the door's locked.
Yeah.
So no one can get in or out of the car. And also, I just don't know
what the difference is if it's a newborn in there versus a 3-year old.
Like a 3-year old can't unbuckle themselves. So like my 6-year old can unbuckle himself because he's not in a car seat. Yeah. He's in one of those like bumper, whatever they are. But if you're in one of those like, you know, double latch strap things, like right. That's hard to unbuckle.
And also, we're talking about like literally. I've done this many times where I've had to do like curbside or run into the local convenience store. I literally park right at the curb, walk into the counter, grab what I need, and go out. Now, some people have actually done this and been like, "Hey, what up, Town East Mall?"
Yeah,
they're like hanging out for like 2 hours while the kid's in the car.
Yeah.
All right, we have to do this story here in Out of Bounds before the kids get in the car. Although I guess kids are off today. At least Troy's are.
Well, my kids are out because of a school, you know, whatever teacher work day.
So there is a group out there. RJ found this that is trying. A woman is trying to bridge the gap. A lot of innuendo needed. The O gap. Between men and women.
Yes.
Okay. Her study found that 91% of men who engage in activities of last night on Valentine's Day.
Got it.
They experience that.
91%.
They get there.
They get to the finish line.
Meanwhile.
Got it.
Only 39% of women get to the finish line, according to this. Now, when this was put out on the internet. Guess who chimed in?
My wife always fakes crossing the finish line.
Guess who chimed in to participate in the study? Michael
Mike Bassick?
Buffer.
No.
Oh, yeah. Mike Buffer.
Yeah, he's ready to rumble, yeah. And he just replies.
Oh, it's copyrighted. You can't.
Yeah, yeah. Can I play the clip here? Whoa. Can I play this clip of Michael Buffer?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'll get
it's
sued.
It's trademarked.
Yep.
You can't even play his clip, him saying it?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So.
What a jerk.
He replies to this tweet, which is also a video. It's a video tweet about the 39% versus 91%. And he says, can I be of any assistance?
Yeah, for the study to try to bridge the gap between men and women.
Michael Buffer shooting his shot. First of all, 39% of women are lying, way more than that. And there are at least 8% of men that are lying. There's no way only 91% of men reach the finish line. It's like 99%.
Oh. I believe the female number.
Really?
Well, maybe I'm just
performance anxiety issues for men. I think 9% seems about. Man, there's no way it's just one.
Oh, it's 1%.
Maybe I'm just not.
Pushing the right buttons.
Maybe I'm not hitting the right buttons. But like, well, okay. Out of five times that you're having your relations, you're telling me that
every time.
Every time what?
You? For her.
Every time?
Because you got to know how to do it. Mm. A 4-3.
Yeah.
A 4-3-6.
Yep.
A 3-6.
What the hell are you talking
seven.
About?
You got to know.
Seven.
Are you playing?
Seven. 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 Seven.
What seven. Are you talking about? Y'all just played hopscotch or something? What was that?
Many just people
Google
are
seven.
Laughing in their cars right
just
now.
Seven.
Yeah. I hope.
And then just hold up the seven with your fingers and close your eyes and go, seven, seven.
Okay, I thought you were teaching me like the rhythm of it.
Well, it's part of it. Yeah,
it is part of the rhythm.
Okay.
Part of the message.
All right, so you're 5 for 5.
No, I would say nowadays it's like 3.
Okay.
Three for five.
See, it's still higher than 39%.
Yeah, that is better than 39%, though. I think 39% seems low.
I think 39% will be on the first time.
Yeah.
First time, five times.
So
but
Troy,
after a while.
You're at least 3 out of 5.
Yeah, easily. I can't do this to Sean. Look at his face. He's so confused. You know what that's from, Sean?
No. No wonder. I'm happy I don't know it.
Yeah.
It's a girl show.
No, it's not.
You would really enjoy it.
I've seen a couple episodes. It's so cheesy.
It is cheesy
at times. It's so freaking lame.
It is cheesy at times.
You all watch Matt LeBlanc's new show, too?
No.
We following that? All right. There's Out of Bounds right here on 105.3 The Fan. When we come back.
Seven.
Guys. I can't
up
believe
seven.
The
Philadelphia
top
seven.
You should tease it for that. You should use a tease.
All right, let's
all
see
y'all
here.
Three together. Whatever you chant, you just did.
All right, Riley, you go ahead. You did it. You did it right.
A 1, a 1-2, a 2-3.
Wait, what story?
Three? 4.
Oh, no, story 4.
5. 6.
What about 1?
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.